I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh's Nobel Peace Prize-winning economist Muhammad Yunus was sworn in as the head of the country's caretaker government on Thursday, 3 days after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was forced to flee the country following violent protests. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Kenyan youth marched again Thursday.
Yunus made an emotional return home to Bangladesh after weeks of student protests killed about 300 people. The 84-year-old arrived in Dhaka from Paris, where he'd been receiving medical treatment. Protesters had backed him to head the caretaker government, which is tasked with holding elections for a new leader. People in the capital, Dhaka, welcomed his appointment, hoping for a new era in Bangladeshi politics.
The example that the young generation has set of giving this country a rebirth, we are expecting that Yunus will be able to take it further to reconstruct our nation.
The Economist, known as the banker to the poor, received the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for founding a bank that pioneered the fight against poverty through small loans to needy borrowers.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. An Austrian teenager arrested over an alleged plot to strike a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna, planned to carry out a suicide attack that would have caused a quote-unquote bloodbath, and had vowed loyalty to the Islamic State, Austrian Chancellor Karl Niehammer said on Thursday. The suspect was planning a lethal assault among the estimated 20,000 fans set to gather outside Vienna's Ernst Happel Stadium. According to the national intelligence head, two other Austrian youths aged 17 and 15 detained on Wednesday, also over the reported plot. This is VOA News. Kenyan youth protested again in Nairobi on Thursday, calling for better governance and reforms amid similar movements across Africa, such as in Nigeria, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Kenyan youth marched again Thursday to demand that President William Ruto vacate office for failing to provide good governance, manage corruption, or improve their lives. Demonstrators scored a rare major success 2 months ago when they forced Ruto to withdraw the Finance Bill 2024, which proposed higher taxes on food and financial transactions. The protests also forced the president to dissolve his cabinet and appoint a new police boss. The success of the Kenyan demonstrators has inspired protests over the past 2 weeks against corruption in Uganda and rallies against the high cost of living in Nigeria. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Russia's defense ministry says the country's troops are fighting Ukrainian forces in the Kursk region on the third day of one of the largest cross-border incursions of the war. A ministry statement on Thursday said the Russian military and border guards have blocked Ukrainian forces from advancing deeper into the Kursk region in southwest Russia. Authorities in Kyiv have refrained from comment on the incursion. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke in a video address to the nation late on Thursday. He made no reference to the fighting in Kursk, but emphasized that, quote, Russia brought the war to our land and it should feel what it has done. Scientists announced on Thursday the end of a 13-month global record heat streak. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
According to the European Climate Agency, Copernicus, July 2024's average heat just missed surpassing the July of a year ago. However, climate scientists such as Julien Nicolas from Copernicus say the end of the record does not mean that climate change is stopping. Human-caused climate change drives extreme weather events that are wreaking havoc around the globe, with several examples just in recent weeks. Torrential rain and flooding displaced thousands in South Africa, a fatal landslide hit Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, and record heat in Tokyo killed over 120 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
British authorities say they are preparing for the possibility of further unrest, even as they applaud the efforts of anti-racism campaigners and police who largely stifled a threatened wave of far-right demonstrations overnight. Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Thursday sounded the note of caution after a week of anti-immigrant violence that has scarred communities from Northern Ireland to the south coast of England. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.